We're currently looking at putting level 4 water restrictions, which means effectively drinking water and personal hygiene only for Kaikohe and Kaitaia. They may come into force next week. It's probably the first time that I can remember that level 4 have been imposed, and certainly imposed so early in a year. That if that gives an indication of the severity of the situation we're in, hopefully it does. We're looking for you to try to save 25% of your water consumption. That may not get us out of the hole we're facing in the future, but it will potentially delay the onset of the worst outcome possible, which is water tankers in the streets. We are currently planning for that. Not saying it will be in place, but we need to look at the worst case scenario, and that's something we are planning for at the moment. And the issue is not only going to be around the town water supplies, it is also going to be focused around those people on tank water. And I know a couple of weeks ago we had one day of reasonable rain in places, and the river flows did spike. The next day they dropped right back down again. For people on tank water, that did top their tanks up. That gives them, in my estimation, sort of 6 to 8 weeks of tank water before they start drying up. And then they will need to start pulling in the bulk water suppliers, which draws upon the same sources as our town water. Look, the avocado farms up in the far north do draw upon aquifers in the area. They have a right, and they have applied to Northland Regional Council for consent to draw water from the aquifers. Northland Regional Council have done the analysis and said that's fine. Look, we are looking. The two townships at the moment that give me the greatest concern are Kaikohe and Kaitaia. The Kaitaia, we have potential. We're looking at potential solutions to at least supplement bulk water supplies. They could be 8 to 10 weeks away. Kaikohe, we're really struggling to find alternative options in the short term. So that's the areas that really give me a lot of sleepless nights. So we're all in this together, whether you're on town water or on a tank, we're all facing this potential crisis together. And that's why we're looking for the community to help us eke out the water we have.